Psalm 119. The chains of habit are too tight to be felt until they become too heavy to be broken. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping to the course you set. Verse 5. The reason the psalmist longs for his actions to be a vivid reflection of God's words is that, as verse 2 says, great blessings belong to those who follow his rules. They seek him with all their heart. It all starts with a desire, with an inner longing. Sow a thought, and you will reap an act. Sow an act, and you will reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you will reap a character. Sow a character, and you will reap a destiny. For example, we get up and brush our teeth. Others go for a run or drink their coffee. Once a habit is created, it is not necessary to program it or to be reminded of it. If you do not do it, you will feel that you are missing something. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. Consequently, the good habits formed in youth make all the difference. For this reason, we shared the daily reading of the Holy Scriptures as a frequent complement to personal prayer with a view to develop the habit of spending time with Jesus. However, it is neither an obligation nor a custom what impels us to do so. It is an inner force, a longing to which the psalmist invites us to search with all our heart. Every morning, Lord, I lay my gifts before you and look to you for help. And every morning you hear my prayers. Psalm 5:3.